I never liked the idea of not getting closure, but at the same time, I am not the biggest fan of confrontational conversations, and this has led me to holding a lot of grudges. And lately I've been noticing the impact that has on me and the impact it has on others, but it just got me thinking about the whole situation, and I figured that I might not completely be alone in this, and there might be someone that has dealt with or is dealing with something similar, so I want to talk about that. I've noticed that sometimes if I have a conversation with someone and someone says something hurtful or something that's made me feel some type of way, it sometimes takes me some time to process it all. And it can even be 2 days later where I realize, oh, actually, what that person said was really inspiring, or what that person said actually made me feel a bit anxious, or it hurt me in some way. And it would be kind of annoying, because I'd be like, well, yeah, like, I wish I knew that in the moment. I wish I could have said what I wanted to say in the moment, but the moment's gone, and I'm now only now able to process my thoughts and put my feelings into words. I think most people can relate to this in an argument. You know, sometimes you have an argument, and then later after the argument, you're like, oh, fuck, that's what I needed to say. If I could just say that, that was a big comeback. If I said that, that would have been huge. And you're like, oh, I wish I could go back in time and say that, but you can't. And recently I figured that this is because of a combination of learning how to communicate your feelings and just realizing who is not worth your energy and who is not worth your time. Not being able to do that has caused me a lot of times to replay conversations in my head and constantly wish that I could have said what I wanted to say, and not being sure if I want to still bring it up because it might seem like I'm bringing up something of the past, or I'm stirring up a problem that wasn't there in the first place, right? Like, maybe I had a conversation with someone and everything seemed fine, and then here I am 5 days later, like, hey, remember that conversation we had Friday? It actually really hurt me. And sometimes it felt like I was stirring up some drama that wasn't there in the first place. But that is just us learning to communicate our feelings. And if we don't communicate our feelings, if we ball it all up, we know that it will eat us alive. And we know that it can make us act in ways we don't want to act. And it can lead us to holding grudges towards people. And on the other side of things, so learning who deserves our energy and who deserves our time, love, and effort, I think that I now have people in my life that if I tell them, hey, this is how that conversation we had a while ago really made me feel, I think that they provide such a safe space for me to be able to do that, and I know that they won't judge me, and I know that they can understand that I'm coming from a good place, and I've learned to communicate it now in a way that I'm coming from a good place. I'm not trying to stir up drama. I genuinely want you to know how I feel because I care about you, and I feel like I have people in my life now that I know care about me. And I think that the older we get, the more we just learn who deserves our energy and who we can trust with our vulnerability. Now, the thing about holding grudges is that for the longest time, just thought like, yeah, but they hurt me. Like, they're a bad person and they hurt me, and I want them to be hurt too. I want them to feel like I feel. I want to take revenge. I want them to feel like I feel. And I've come to realize that this is probably something to do with the ego, but I also realize that it takes so much time and energy. Holding grudges is so draining, and it holds us in the past, right? We're holding grudges keeps us from moving on. Holding grudges is holding on to something that happened in the past, not letting it go, not moving on. A while back we had Ginny on the podcast, and Ginny said that you can't control the past, you can't control the future, you can only control what's happening now. And I think grudges is a great example of us staying stuck in the past, right? We're staying stuck in how that person hurt us, or how that person made us feel, or how mad we are because of that situation that happened in the past. And we're not able to let go and live in the now. But we can't do anything about the past, right? All we can do is what's happening in the present moment. That's the only thing that's real. That's the only thing we can kind of control. I think the funny thing about closure as well is that I think oftentimes I kind of had the wrong idea about how closure would look like, right? Back when I was still dating, for example, this guy really hurt me, and I was like, oh, I just want to have one conversation with him because I just want closure. I just want to close things off. I just want to close that chapter and move on. But I knew deep inside that secretly, I didn't want closure. I wanted to have that conversation and for him to say, I'm really sorry to take it all back and I want you in my life back and all that. So I think sometimes we just have the wrong idea of what closure looks like. And that's one thing. But I think the older I get, the more I learn that I don't need closure to move on. I don't need that final conversation. I don't need to understand why they did what they did. I don't need revenge. Another interesting example about communicating your feelings is that in the beginning of my relationship, I'm now in a 7-year relationship, and in the beginning, if he said something that made me feel bad, I would just shut down, and he knew I was mad. You can see it from my face. You can feel the energy in the room. I'm mad, but am I admitting it? Am I saying what made me mad? No, I would just shut down, and I was not able to communicate a word. And for the longest time, I felt like it was like pride or something. Like I felt like he needs to like go figure out why I'm mad. I don't need to tell him. It's very logical. Why isn't he understanding why I'm mad? Right? But they can't read our minds. That's number one. And that's why we need to communicate our feelings. Like, because people can't read us. And if we never say how we feel, they'll never know and they'll never understand. And the reason why I didn't want to explain how I felt was, number one, I still had to process it. I still had to put my feelings into words. And number two, I just knew if I said a word, I would start bawling crying, okay? I am someone, I cry very fast. It's definitely gotten better over the years, but I'm just a quick crier. And there was something about being that vulnerable that I was like, I just don't want to cry. I just don't want to cry. And I think crying has stopped me from speaking up many times, not only in a relationship, but also in other situations. Like, I'm afraid to speak my words because if I do, I will cry. But I've realized that that's a beautiful thing, right? If you're doing it with someone that deserves that vulnerability, that is a human thing, right? Like, it's so human to cry. And it's so normal. And yes, some people will cry quicker than others, but that is so human. I think sometimes we also cry because we can't express our feelings. Like, we don't know how to put our feelings into words. So it just comes out by crying. And that frustration, like, that just turns into us crying. And that's our way of, like, letting it out. And yeah, sometimes I had that too. I would just start crying. He'd be like, what's wrong? I'm like, I can't tell you because I don't know how to explain it, but these are the emotions. These are the emotions exiting my body right now. And this is all still a work in progress. I'm still learning as I'm talking about this, but when it comes to grudges, I've been trying to turn that into forgiveness and gratitude. And that doesn't mean that I condone what they've done. That doesn't mean that I validate whatever they did and validate their actions. And it just means that I'm letting go of the anger and the resentment that it came with. Whatever they did, it might have not been the best thing, but maybe it is true that everyone's doing the best they can. Everyone is doing the best they can with the tools they have. Hurt people hurt people, right? Like Olivia Rodrigo said in a song recently. She said that people that are hurt hurt people. And maybe someone did something to us because there's still something they need to work through. But they're doing the best they can. Some people are just assholes, but I like to believe that everyone's just doing the best they can. And I'm trying to wish people well. That person really hurt me, but I wish them well. I hope they get over whatever hurt them to be able to hurt me. And I'm thankful. I'm trying to be thankful for the lessons they taught me. And sometimes you don't see the lesson clearly. It's not right there in front of you, but sometimes a year later you're like, oh, that's why that person entered my life. That's what they taught me. That's why they were there. This is the lesson behind the hurts. I think that's all I have to say on this topic for this week. But please rate the podcast on Spotify as well. It will help me out so much. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye bye.